We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Mike's on. He's ready to go. On the Fan. New York Sports Radio. Mike's on. Mike's on.
Well, Oklahoma City can have their problems right now. The Knicks are having some fun, and no one's having more fun than Kristaps Porzingis, who joins us now. Kristaps, Mike Francesa on the Fan. Welcome. How are you?
Hey, Mike. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Before we start, yes. I want to say one thing.
Yes.
Mike, first time, long time.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that very much. And you know what? I want to say something else. I hope you're not too badly hurt, because we want to watch some more of these games, because you've been doing unbelievably well. How are you feeling?
Thank you.
How you
Thank
feeling?
You. I'm feeling good. My body's feeling good. I recovered from the little ankle thing that I had, and the elbow is also feeling good. The swelling went down, so I'll be ready to go tomorrow probably.
What a difference a year makes, KP. Tell me, how much different feel this team than last year?
I liked the way we started working this year from day one. You can tell it was a little different vibe, and we really put the fundamentals of our defense and offense, you know, from day one, and we were sticking to that. And you know, there are obviously things that we need to get better at, but we're sticking to that base, and then you know we try to build on top of that.
Your performances have been unbelievable. You're averaging 30 points a game. Only you and the Greek Freak are averaging 30. If I had talked to you in training camp, would you be surprised that you're scoring at this clip?
Am I surprised?
Yeah.
No. No, I mean, that's a great start for me and a pretty decent start for the team. But, you know, I'm never really surprised about my own performance, just because I know how much work I put in behind all of that, you know. And it's just it's good that is showing on the court what I worked on.
Well, it's showing as well as it could possibly show. You're off to a phenomenal start, and the team, it's exciting. You know what, there's a lot of life back in the Garden. You can see it. You can see it with you. You can see it with the kids. You can see it with the entire team, and it's fun to watch. The comebacks the last couple of games from behind against the two teams you know, just beaten, Indiana and Charlotte. You must be thrilled with what's going on.
Yeah, no, it is really, you know, probably the loudest at this point than any of my two seasons, you know, before. It's, you know, it's really, the atmosphere is great. The fans are into it. We're playing hard. And I think that's what the fans appreciate the most, when we just go out there and compete every night and play our hearts out. You know, that's what New York about.
Absolutely. And a terrific fourth quarter the other night, you know, in the game you played in, not the one you sat out, the one you played in, with the tremendous comeback, you making some big plays, first the three and then taking the ball to the basket. But, you know, Howard got a little physical with you, which I'm sure you're going to see more of. Are you expecting that to be the norm now around the league as you have all the success?
Yes, definitely. You know, I'm already feeling it. You know, guys are trying to be physical with me, and early on, you know, it starts from minute one in the game. And, you know, now I'm more of a focal point of our offense, so it's definitely not easier for me, but you know, I'm comfortable in that position and in those situations, and you know, that's showing that work that I put in this summer of getting stronger and being ready, being able to take that contact. And you know,
what is the easiest way for you to deal with that? What's your game plan, Kristaps, to deal with that kind of physical play when you see it?
Just I have to the main thing for me is to keep my weight up during the season, you know, to not lose weight as we play so many games, and just to be ready physically for it. You know, that's the best thing I can do. You know, mentally I'm going to be fine. It's just about staying strong throughout the season, not losing any weight, and then I'll be fine.
When you look at where your game is offensively right now, what did you work on the most as you got ready for this season, and what are you most content with as you look at what you've done so far?
I think you know, one part that's helping me is just working on my core. I did a lot of, you know, core, my hips, my base. those kind of things. And I think that's showing, you know, I'm more stable, I'm more, my coordination is better, you know, I'm able to finish through contact, you know, and those kind of situations. And it's just, I'm able to take the contact much better.
And how about, you know, is there a part of your game you're still accentuating or you want to work on? Is there any part of your offensive game that you think you can get better at? I mean, right now everything's really working well, but what are you really trying to zero in on?
Yeah, no, definitely. I want to keep working on my shot. You know, it's something you can never stop working on. And obviously my ball handling, my post moves still got to get better. And there are so many things I can keep working on and still get better at. You know, I'm excited about the season, but I'm also excited when it's off season, you have all that time off to work on your game and then show that the next season.
There's two things, and we're talking with Kristaps Porzingis as the Knicks right now, over 500, get ready to take on Sacramento tomorrow night. They got a couple of games coming up at the Garden. They have turned it around here after that couple of games start. They've played very well of late, and KP's averaging 30 points a game at this point of the season. One thing is, we know that you're the focal point of the team and the offense now, but also you seem to have taken a very vocal role with this team now, especially with the new kids and with the whole group. Is that something by design? Is that something you feel very comfortable with? Are you going to be a vocal leader as you start to mature into this, the leader of this team?
Yeah, I think it kind of comes natural to me. I don't try to force things and, you know, try to be the guy, but it's, you know, we also have great guys that I've learned from these my first two seasons, and even now, like a guy like Lance Thomas, who's, you know, who's been in the league for a while and is a great leader, a great voice, and Courtney Lee, you know, and those kind of guys that obviously Melo, that I was able to learn from, and still I am, you know, how to be a leader, you know, and how to be that presence. So. It kind of comes natural to me, I would say.
Was last year as frustrating as it looked? I mean, it seemed like it was a very frustrating year for the team and for you. Was it a very tough year for you last year?
Yes. It was a tough year. We won a lot of games in the beginning because of our talent, and I, you know, I could tell right away that it wasn't gonna, you know, we weren't gonna be able to keep that up for the whole season, and. You know, as it started to go downhill, it was not fun at all anymore. But you know, we're all professional. We wanted to keep going to do our best that we could at that moment. And but it was just not you know, working together. And it was not very enjoyable season.
We're talking with Kristaps Porzingis as the Knicks get ready to and are off to a good start and get ready to play tomorrow night against Sacramento at home. What can this be in your mind? Can this be a winning team? Can this be a playoff team this year, Kristaps?
I believe so. I said it before the season. I believe that if we put the fundamentals of that we need offensively and defensively and play team basketball, play hard, and with the talent that we have, I believe we're capable of making the playoffs, and that's the goal for us.
And how about you emerging now with these kind of numbers and emerging into, you know, we've talked about this in New York for a couple of years, you having this kind of promise. Now you're performing on this level. What have you noticed since you have, you know, now put up these superstar type of numbers here? Have you noticed people acting differently? Have you noticed it being a difference in the town? Can you sense a little difference now that you're performing this way?
I'm getting a lot of love from people, you know, everywhere I go. But it's been like that, you know, since I got drafted. I think even before I started playing, you know, there were a lot of people that were, you know, supporting me, you know, just because I was getting booed and you know, maybe I had a you know, interesting beginning. But now people are, you know, obviously they're supportive, and especially if we're doing good, you know, it's great to get all that love from the fans.
How about around the league when the other players, you know, do you get acknowledgments now from the other guys as you now have joined the club as one of these guys who's going to be one of the big stars in this league right now? Can you kind of sense that kind of respect?
I think yeah, you know, slowly I've earned, you know, the respect of other players, of other superstars in the league, but I have still a long way to go to prove, you know, that you know, I can be one of those top guys in the NBA. And so, but it's you know, I've talked to, you know, some of the biggest stars in the league.
What's your goal? Did you have any individual goals this year? Anything you were looking to do? You know, certain things about scoring or anything like that? Yeah. Any performance goals this year?
I'm not so worried about scoring. You know, it's number one always is team for me.
Right.
And if we make the playoffs, you know, that's the goal. And then if we make it there, then we look, you know, further. But that's for the team. And then individually, I said before the season started, I wanted to be an all-star this year. I believe I have a chance to win a defensive player of the year. Maybe if not this season, then in my career, that's a goal for me, definitely. And also, I believe that this year, I'm capable of winning the most improved player of the year.
I think you're well on your way to that. How you dealing with bringing your rookie point guard along?
He's doing well. He's learning a lot, and he's not afraid. That's what I love about him. You know, the first thing, maybe a couple of games, he looked a little, you know, he just came back from the injury, and he still looked a little, you know, not as confident. But now that he, you know, he's getting a feel for the game, and he's playing a little more than you know, you could tell that even in big moments like the game against Indiana, you know, he wasn't afraid to take that last shot.
No, he knocked down that big three, and he acted like it was right, something he expects to do a lot of. You know that
right,
he did.
Exactly.
Yeah, he didn't seem like he was surprised that he made it either.
Right. So, you know, that's what I love about him. He's not afraid, and I think going forward, you know, he's gonna be putting up even better numbers, and you know, he's gonna keep playing that, you know, defense that he's giving us.
Well, you know how starved this town is for a winner, and you know how much they want to see you guys do well. So if you can start to be the cornerstone of this team coming back and getting ready towards maybe, you know, moving to bigger and better things and eventually winning the championship here, it'll be a fun run for you. It really will.
It would be unbelievable. It would be a dream come true for me.
Well, listen, keep up the good work and stay healthy, and glad you're off to such a good start. Thanks for coming on the show. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Thank you. KP, Kristaps Porzingis, as he said, he wants to be the most improved player in the league this year and make the All-Star team. I think those two are pretty much what did he average last year? 15? 16? What would he average last year? I know he was hurt sometimes, but he didn't play that many minutes. What did he average? 15, maybe 17, right? I don't think 20. 17? 18. Okay, average 18. This year he's averaging 30 with 7.5. He also said he wants to be the best defensive player, win defensive player of the year, and that would be a nice combination, and also make the All-Star team. I'd say the All-Star team is a given. And right now averaging 30 even, 7.5 rebounds, and shooting over 50% from the floor. So I'd say he's well on his way to being a most improved player and also making the All-Star team. And maybe leading the league in scoring. Although the Greek Freak's averaging a couple more points. He's averaging like 32 right now. They're the only two in the league averaging 30 points. And they're over 500. And you know what? He's fun to watch. And the team has really, it's his team. That's number one. It's absolutely his team. Already, it's his team, which is a good thing. And they play Sacramento tomorrow. They play Cleveland Monday. And they play Utah on Wednesday. So, you know, they can get off to, they can win a couple of games. See, I'm sure Cleveland's going to look to, LeBron always plays great at the guard. That'll be fascinating to watch because, you know, Cleveland got embarrassed by the Knicks. LeBron has had a couple of these scoring games recently. He usually puts on a show when he comes to the guard, and let's see what happens on Monday night when he comes here to play. The other night he had 57. Last night he had 33 and a loss to Houston on the road. We'll see what happens. But Cleveland's been awful, and the Knicks have been pretty good. And he's right about Nicolino. He's played, you know what? He's played confidently. Now, he's got some things to learn. He hasn't gone to the basket a whole lot yet, but he knocked down that three in the Indiana game, as he said. He wasn't afraid to take it, and he was like matter of fact about going back to the huddle. So you're seeing some good things from them. Now they got to recruit one more good player, and they could really be on their way. But it's fun to watch. It's put some life back in the Knicks. They're very watchable with him there, and the Garden's a fun place again. Back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.